The Bush administration says it's pleased that the United States is back on the United Nations Human Rights Commission. The U.S., which helped found the U.N. body, regained its seat in a vote yesterday. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
U.S. diplomats were eager to avoid a repeat of last year's humiliating defeat when the U.S. for the first time lost its seat on the U.N. Human Rights Commission. Analysts at the time blamed the Bush administration for failing to lobby hard enough. Also, Western nations couldn't agree on an uncontested slate, so the U.S. found itself competing with European allies at a time when many were complaining about unilateralist trends in the Bush administration's foreign policy. This time around, diplomats worked out a deal. Italy and Spain pulled out of the race. The United States, Australia, Germany, and Ireland won the 4 seats set aside for what's known as the Western European and Other States Group. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher sounded relieved.
Experience has shown that the Commission stands up for human rights most successfully when the United States is a full voting member. We look forward to participating as a full voting member in future years.
At the Commission's recent meeting in Geneva, the United States had only observer status, and Boucher complained that the meeting failed to address gross violations of human rights. Joanna Weschler of Human Rights Watch agrees there were many setbacks.
We definitely were extremely disappointed to see the resolution on Chechnya defeated. We were very disappointed to not even see the China resolution put forward.
And the commission did not criticize alleged abuses in Zimbabwe and Iran. Weschler is not sure the United States could have made a difference, though. She argues that countries with poor human rights records are joining together to become a major force on the UN Commission.
Governments which have been targets of the criticism by the Commission or felt likely to be targets fought to get on the Commission, fought to have seats on the Commission, and by now they command quite a significant block of votes.
This pattern is continuing. Among the countries that have seats on the human rights body are China, Cuba, Saudi Arabia, and now Zimbabwe. Weschler says the United States will have to show real leadership to, in her words, save the commission. Brett Schaefer, an analyst with the Heritage Foundation, believes it will.
I think that the Bush administration has a real interest in making the commission more effective than it has been, especially since the United States hasn't been a member. The Bush administration, I think, would like to make big issues out of the Zimbabwes of the world, would like to make big issues of human rights as a part of its war on terrorism in general.
One U.S. diplomat at the United Nations called human rights a cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy and said the United States will continue to promote this issue. But analysts say the U.S. may have a more difficult time now, given the current makeup of the U.N. Human Rights Commission. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.